Given how early this Mass is, I'm going to keep this sermon very brief this morning. And I would just like to share with you some thoughts I had after night prayers last night. In life, we're going to have a lot to suffer. We're going to have a lot of things that bug us, that upset us, that we're going to have to deal with. And how natural it is with our fallen nature to complain about those things, to murmur, to be unhappy, to be dissatisfied with certain situations. And it's kind of funny, we think about it, that we deserve it, right? I mean, all the sins we've ever committed or the faults and our faults and failings, instead of murmuring, we should thank God we have something to offer up in this life to make up for all those sins that we've committed, to get some time off purgatory, perhaps. And I thought about this. I thought about our Blessed Mother. She suffered so much more than we ever will. She suffered at the foot of the cross. Theologians tell us that she would have died of the sorrow, of the grief that she felt had not the grace of God sustained her. And we call her the Queen of Martyrs. So how is it that if Our Lady never gave her life, she never spilled her blood, how is it that she's the Queen of Martyrs? Well, they say that those sufferings were so intense, were so great, that she suffered more than all the martyrs combined at the foot of the cross. So great was her love for her son. And we know that the sufferings of a child are the sufferings of a parent. They feel those pains in their heart. So she felt all that pain in her heart, and she suffered more than every single one of us in this church this morning will ever suffer in our entire life. If we combined all of our crosses and trials together, they would not even begin to compare to what our Blessed Mother suffered. And she didn't deserve it. She didn't have any sins to make up for. So why is it that she suffered so much? She suffered so much because, just like her son, her mission in life was the salvation of souls. We call her the co-redemptrix. At the foot of the cross, she helped earn for us our redemption by offering up her sufferings in union with her son. So she knows more than we do the value of our own soul. She is more solicitous for our salvation than we are ourselves, because she understands how much it cost Christ to purchase us. And so we should have in Our Lady a childlike confidence. We say that a lot, you probably hear that a lot, a childlike confidence in our Blessed Mother. Well, what do we mean by a childlike confidence? We mean that in the same way in which a little baby doesn't worry, it doesn't have any cares or anxieties, it knows that if it goes to its mother, she's going to take care of it. It doesn't wonder how she's going to do it or even why she does it. It just knows that she does. It should be the same thing with us and our Blessed Mother. And everything we have in life, we put that at her feet with total confidence that she knows what's best for us and she wants what's best for us. So let us honor her today on this, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Let us offer up some fervent prayers to her. Let us thank her for all she does for us. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.